What do cannibals serve at the beginning of a dinner party? Handshakes.
When I moved into my new igloo, my friends threw me a surprise housewarming party. Now I'm homeless.
How do farmers party? They turnip the beets.
Why did the spoon come to the party dressed as a knife? The invitation said to look sharp.
Why is it cheaper to throw a party at a haunted house? Because the ghosts bring all the booze.
How does NASA organize a party? They plan it.
What do electricians hire for their bachelor parties? Wire strippers.
What did the cannibal get when he was late to the dinner party? The cold shoulder.
I went to a costume party last night, dressed as a screwdriver. Turned a few heads.
Where does Sir Lancelot go to party? A nightclub.
How do you stop a Mormon from drinking all the beer in your party? Invite two Mormons to your party. Laughter continues shortly after this brief ad break.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
After my son's team won the soccer tournament, their goalkeeper invited both of us to a party to celebrate. It was the father, son, and the goalie host.
How do construction workers party? They raise the roof.
I worked really hard on a party to blend my Mexican and Norwegian heritage, but in the end it was just a big disappointment. What did I expect from a fjord fiesta?
What is the biggest party on Earth? The Chinese Communist Party.
Superman once went to a party. Some people wore Bitcoin suits, other Dogecoin. Superman was upset. No one told him it was a crypto night.
What does a house wear to a party? Address.
Why did the librarian turn down the party invitation? She was booked.
Why couldn't the skeleton go to the Christmas party? Because he had nobody to go with.
I hired a Russian man to wander nonstop around my parties, refilling people's drinks. His name is Konstantin Topov.
Chinese ex-president forcibly removed from party conference in full view of the media. What was it about? Who knows?
Don't let Nebuchadnezzar corner you at parties. He tends to babble on.
Was Frankenstein's monster fun at parties? The guy always was a real cut up.
Why don't calculus majors throw house parties? Because you should never drink and derive.
Did you know day traders always bring the same thing to parties? They always buy the dip.
What dessert do they serve at ghost parties? Ice cream cake.
Who hides in the bathroom at parties? The party pooper.
Why are fat penguins so popular at parties? They know how to break the ice.
Why does Thor's brother never make a good impression at parties? He's too low-key.
What do you call a cat that throws all the most expensive parties? The Great Gatsby.
What's a cannibalism's favorite thing about parties? The people.
Why is a necromancer a good addition to Christmas parties? They're always raising people's spirits.
Why does Goku love parties? They're a blast.
Did you hear that Michelin has branched its business out into children's parties? They're really good at it. It leaves the kids tired.
You don't see squares at parties. They're not around.
Why are the butter churner's parties so good? He always has a neat spread.
Why hogs are not invited to parties? Because they are too boring.
The party invitation said black tie only. When I went there, everybody was wearing suits and pants too.
What does an antisocial tailor say when invited to a party? I'd rather die.
Why was the dentist invited to King Charles' coronation after party? Because the king needed a new crown.
What did Dracula say when he was invited to a party he didn't want to go to? You can count me out.
What should you do if you're incontinent and you're invited to a trampoline party? Depends.
What did the goose say when he was invited to a puffer jacket party? I'm down.
I was invited to a conspiracy theorist's party. But I don't trust it. I'm Bob Jeffy.
And I'm Montgomery Jones.
And that's the celebratory dad jokes for World Party Day. We're on a mission to spread the laughs and groans far and wide, so please do us a favor and share just one of these jokes with your family and friends today. Thanks.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Cowie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on StoryButton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For those with an interest in the business and finance sector, then listen to the Daily Business and Finance Show podcast. The show provides a concise, yet comprehensive summary of the day's significant economic events in 5-minute bite-sized episodes. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartMedia, or on your favorite podcast app. Search for the Daily Business and Finance Show in your podcast app or check the show notes page for the link. The Daily Dad Jokes podcast is produced by Classic Studios. See the show notes page for social media links and joke credits. Check out our other podcasts in our network at classicstudios.com.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.